Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. On Friday, we bring you The Do List, our arts and entertainment calendar, with KQED's Cy Musiker and the San Francisco Chronicle's David Wiegand.
This week, we're celebrating local heroes and a record label that defined cool. David Wiegand's our avatar of hip. He's the executive datebook editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Morning, David.
Good morning, Cy.
In a week of war in Gaza, let's hear from some advocates of peace. That's Durame Durame, the beautiful music of the Kadim Ensemble, led by Berkeley's Eliyahu Sills. David, tell us about this band.
They're an incredible organization. They perform music from all over the Middle East, from Turkey, from Arabic countries, from Israel, and look at the common roots in all of that music.
I believe the word Kadim has the same meaning in Arabic and Hebrew.
It does, and it means both ancient, and it also means that which will come. And I'm really fascinated by that concept. It means the past and the future at the same time.
The Kadim Ensemble performs Saturday at the Red Poppy in San Francisco's Mission District, Folsom at 23rd Street. And now for another local hero, cellist David Ricciero, an Oakland native at San Francisco Performances. David, why is he on our list?
This is a young guy who is one of the up-and-coming cellists in this country, and people are really paying attention to him. That's music by a Catalan composer, Gaspar Casado, and that'll be on the program when David Ricciero does a recital Sunday night at Herbst Theater.
Yeah, along with more traditional pieces by Debussy and Brahms, I believe.
That's right.
David Ricciero performs with pianist Elizabeth DeMillo Sunday at Herbst Theater in San Francisco at 7 p.m. And more music now from Musée Mécanique. That's Like Home by Musée Mécanique. And David, why is this duo named after this goofy museum of old arcade games?
Well, because they're from Portland, Oregon, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Actually, I mean, they perform music based, you know, a lot on music boxes and calliopes and circuses. And I heard this album a couple of months ago, and I just found it really fascinating and inventive.
Musée Mécanique plays the Hotel Utah January 15th. That's next Thursday. And it's not too pricey, just $8 in advance, $10 at the door. But we have an even bigger bargain. David, what's our cheap thrill of the week?
Well, this Sunday, actually, it's San Francisco Family Appreciation Day at about 32 different places in the city, the California Academy of Sciences, the Coy Tower, different museums that are free for families, for adults and children.
If they live in San Francisco.
If they live in the city, yeah. And, you know, when it comes to the Academy, which is a little pricey normal days, it really is a bargain.
But if you're not a resident of San Francisco, you might want to stay away on this Sunday.
Yeah, actually, the Academy is advising people that if you're not a resident, you might want to pick another day to visit.
That's Sunday, January 11th, San Francisco Family Appreciation Day at 32 sites and museums in San Francisco. You have to bring a kid to get in for free. And the rest of us slobs shouldn't feel slighted. We can all get in free at the California Academy of Sciences on the third Wednesday of every month. This month, that's January 21st. And let's go out, David, on a blue note.
That's the Blue Note 7 Jazz Ensemble performing Mosaic by Art Blakey. And this ensemble is a real collection of superstar jazz musicians of today who will pay homage to some of the great performers on the Blue Note label.
Which has been around for 70 years,
70 years, yeah. It was founded by Alfred Lion, and it was the place for all the major performers like Coltrane, Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter. All of them recorded on this label during its heyday.
Who's in the band?
Some major people like Bill Charlap and Nicholas Payton and so forth. But there's also a Coltrane in this band. Robbie Coltrane, who is really an artist in his own right, and John's son.
That's the Blue Note 7 Jazz Ensemble performing Thursday in Zellerbach Hall on the UC Berkeley campus. David, thanks for the very cool list.
My pleasure.
David Wiggins, the executive datebook editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. For the new list, I'm Cy Musiker.
Didn't have a pen handy? You can find all the listings and our podcasts by going to our website, kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.